Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 17th. I'm here with a brave Jen.
Brave.
Who braved it out and actually came out again from her house and met us here.
I mean, it's just two of us in a room and I sanitized my whole half of the table.
You really did.
Yeah, I don't think that any, what do they call it? Not spatter. Spatter is when someone gets murdered and there's blood on the wall. But what's the word for when there's like little spit droplets that go... That's, I don't know what they call it, but there's a term in the medical field that, you know, when you cough or sneeze or not sneeze, but when you cough, there's little spit driplets and that's how they say things get contagious.
I see.
So I think we're at a safe distance. We're about, I would say, 4 or 5 feet away.
Probably more. I would say 7 or 8. But, yeah, I always try to measure like a person, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
But at any rate, it doesn't matter. The thing is, we do practice social distancing.
That's right.
So there you go, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not scared. Special shout out to my mom. It's her birthday. Happy St. Patty's Day. Happy birthday,
happy
mom.
Happy birthday. Oh, she has it on St. Patrick's Day.
I know. Oh, that's She's so nice. Sad. I was talking to her last night and she was saying when my brother was a kid, he had like a crappy birthday when he was like 4 or something. And he just said, he was like, this is the worst birthday ever. Uh-huh. And she said, the St. Patty's Day parade's canceled because Philly does a huge parade because there's such a big Irish population there. Uh-huh. So they canceled the parade. They can't go to restaurants. Like everything's locked down. She's like, this is the worst birthday ever.
Yeah, I know. No restaurants, no bars, no nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
They've been closing down a lot of cities, you know?
I know.
And, we'll see. I mean, we're going to try to fill the hour with stuff. How much can you talk about this friggin' coronavirus?
I know.
I mean, I get like a million topics and stuff, but about the virus, I mean, it seems like nothing else is going on, you know?
Yeah.
Except for Tom Brady leaving the Patriots.
Oh, that happened?
Yeah.
Why'd that happen?
Because he figured that's enough for him, you know? So he wants to move on to something else. I'm sure he wants some extra time to be with Giselle.
I guess Giselle. So. I mean, wouldn't you?
I would. I would. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that's what he has in mind, but
that's whatever. What you would have in mind.
Yeah, that's what I would have in mind. My God, they have a shot of them down in... I don't know, Cancun or something, kissing. And I'm like, God, this guy's got the world by the balls, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
Did you realize he's turning 43 this summer? I mean, how can a guy play
being
so old, you know, though? I mean, it's like a very rough sport. I mean, yeah, it is amazing that he can do that. You know, people usually retire at this age.
I know. I mean, really great trainers, really great physical therapists, you know, all that really helps. You know, I find that there's always like how many times has like your dad just like been like, oh, I used to be able to do this. And then they'll do something and pull a muscle.
Yeah,
and it's because they don't warm up. They don't stretch. They don't work out. So they're just practicing on cold muscles, you know. So that's why people get injured more as they get older because they're not keeping limber. They're not keeping warm.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to.
That makes sense.
You got to do it.
But I don't know if I was as rich as he is and as fortunate as he is, I'm sure it's more than just being lucky. I mean, he's worked hard. 20 years, 9 Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're football, if that's what you love to do, like, why would you want to retire from that?
No, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
I mean, actors don't say, oh, man, I'm getting old now. I'm going to retire. I have enough money.
That's different. I mean, here you require physical...
It's true,
endurance,
but still, you know? Still though, when you love doing what you're doing, you want to keep doing it until you don't.
But I'm telling you, your body may not allow you to do that, but like you said, maybe they train a lot, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure he has the best physical therapist on the planet.
Yeah. So he's tired of the Patriots. We'll see where else he can go.
I always wonder what drama is behind that.
I'm sure he's trying to get some more money or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I feel like if he wanted more money, anyone would give it to him.
Yeah. True.
You know, who's going to say no,
the Patriots.
Tom Brady?
I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry, Tom.
But yeah, he's been doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure his dick is pretty happy. Has been for a while. I mean, think about it. You're a quarterback, even in high school, you know, you get all the girls and everything.
I'm sure he's just been like showered with amazingness in his life. Just from being like hot and playing football, man. I started watching this show last night. I think you would like, it's a bunch of social experiments, and it's called 100 People, I think. And what they do is they gather 100 people and they do all these like social experiments. So they did this test yesterday, and they did three people that were like conventionally beautiful. I think it was like two men and a woman, and then three people that were not conventionally beautiful. And they showed, they cut the group in half. So right. 50 people and 50 people.
Right.
And they show the first 50, the three not so beautiful people, and the crimes that they were, that they committed. It was fake, obviously, but they showed the crimes that they committed, which were like severe. Like the one woman like left her kid in the car on a 98 degree day, and like the daughter like died and blah, blah, blah. And then they did the same exact crimes for the prettier people, and the prettier people and the groups had to decide what sentence that they get.
Right.
And it was very true by a landslide that the prettier people, they gave more of a break to than the not so pretty people.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that kind of thing too. Like people who are beautiful have, you know, there's a beautiful privilege that people have that they don't realize.
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
they get hired more and
yeah,
they get away with more.
Yeah, they do.
That's true.
They definitely
do. Or maybe we should work on being beautiful. I don't know.
I know, right?
Yeah. Just, be born again. Nah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Or just like go live in the wilderness and go all out
yeah.
the other direction.
I know.
Just eat bugs and...
I know.
Yeah, what a
mess. So, yeah. I watched The Divs last night.
Yeah.
And I got a little further this time. I had to sort of rewatch part of it because I didn't remember what was going on.
Yeah, right? Smoking, right?
Yeah.
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 I've gotten like halfway through series and been like, wait a minute, I've seen this before. Yeah, did I not? Like, I thought I recognized that one kitchen in that one scene. Like, I'm like such an idiot sometimes.
You make your head a mess when you smoke.
Mostly mist.
Stay away with weed. But I'm still worried, what if they're going to like lock us down completely here, you know?
I know. We'll what are you going to do?
Weed, and who knows for how long, you know?
Oh my gosh.
So I'm trying to stock up, but how much can you spend, you know?
I know. A good amount. A good amount. That's
maybe
that's
every day
I'll
I
say.
Should buy a little more, like I do groceries, you know?
I know.
Every day I've been going to try and find milk here and
yeah.
some meat.
Whole Foods
there.
Sherman Oaks has milk.
Oh, well, I found milk yesterday.
Okay, good.
Vons, yeah.
Okay.
You got to go earlier in the day,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure there's people lined up in the morning at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I know, it's scary out there.
Waiting for stuff, you know?
I thought about our conversation about weed all day yesterday, and on my mm-hmm. drive home, I spent the entire day because my boss's kid is here now, and their nanny can't come over because she was originally going to fly with them, but she was in Switzerland for 2 weeks, so she's not allowed to fly anywhere. And now they have a UK ban on flying, so now she can't come over. So I've been... like playing with the kid all day yesterday, and I was at first like a little like, how's this gonna go? But I actually had a lot of fun, and we played like electric cars and all this stuff. But by the end of my workday, I was exhausted, and it was like 8 straight hours of play, no lunch break.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have extremely high energy, and I finally think I met someone who has like the same energy levels as me, okay. And she's a 7-year-old.
They do have a lot of energy.
Yeah, so on my drive home, I was completely exhausted. I was like, oh, God, I got to go to sleep, and I couldn't stop playing our conversation in my head, and there's... it's right past the Gower exit going towards downtown from Sherman Oaks, or from Bel Air, and there's this huge sign that says need cannabis, and you can see it from the highway, and I thought about it the whole drive, and I was like, maybe I should just get off at that exit and just stop in there and see if they're open.
Right.
But I just drove past it, and I didn't do it, so.
I know.
Yeah.
We might get stuck without.
I've been without, sadly, so.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't smoked in like a week.
Wow.
Over a week, yeah, because of that cleanse. Yeah. So.
Oh, you're doing the cleanse.
I just finished it. Sunday was the last day. It was a week.
Oh, I didn't realize you were doing the cleanse.
Yeah.
Oh,
we talked about it yesterday.
We did?
Yeah, your short term is.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
man.
It's.
We talked about a cleanse yesterday.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How can I live like this? I don't remember shit.
You're just glazing over. Oh, my gosh. And I was like, did that land? Did he get that?
I'm trying to really remember. I don't remember shit. What did you say about it?
I said that I was on a cleanse night and smoked in a week. And you said, oh, wow, how do you feel? And I said, I feel great. I feel clear.
I must have missed the cleanse part.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, I guess,
forgive
you,
you.
So much for that, you know. A lot of people are telling me, you're not concentrating on the conversation.
Do a lot of people tell you that?
Yeah, the phone, you know. Because we like be talking about something, I'm looking through Facebook, and it's like, who are you talking about?
Yeah, totally.
I'm not going to tell you three times.
I know. I do that sometimes when I'm on the phone and I have to put my phone down and just like listen to the conversation. I'm like, I can't keep like scrolling through Instagram because like I'm not, I like to think I can pay attention to both, but I just can't.
I know.
I just can't.
You know?
Yeah.
But I get bored. I mean, it's like I need to do something while I'm talking on the phone. You know?
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. So I like to get up and clean while I'm on the phone because I can do that and listen, you know. Totally, especially if I'm like fired up about something.
So can my maid. I'm not so happy about that. She's stuck in the whole time on a fucking phone.
Yeah, she's got to get through. She's got to get through it.
Yeah,
somehow.
Oh my God. A cleanse. So tell me again, what type of a cleanse is it?
So it's like a. So you do like milk thistle and it's all scheduled out. So you have like, it's three bottles and you take like your morning pills half hour before breakfast. And then you take your afternoon pills 2 hours after breakfast. Then you have lunch like an hour or so later. And then you take 2 hours after that. And then a few hours after that, then you have to take the morning thing, that same pill in the evening, a half hour before dinner. And then you have your like cleansing laxative that you take before bed at night. And it's a really gentle cleanse, but it like detoxifies your liver, your lymph nodes.
Really? What do the pills do though?
They just help like pull the metals out of your body and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really great. I was actually looking at, they have these, what is it? It's called a detox ionizer, and it's like a little foot bath, and you put water in it, and there's this little thing in the middle, and it pulls. It's an ionizer, and it pulls. You put your feet in the water, and it pulls all the metal and toxins out of your body. And after like 5 minutes, the water starts turning brown, and then eventually the water like looks like mud almost.
Really?
Yeah, and it pulls all the stuff out of your body.
Wow,
it's really cool.
I didn't realize we had metals in our body.
So many metals. Are you kidding?
How do they get there?
I mean, even the water system, like in New York City, people always talked about how great New York City water is, and the water might be okay, but it's been contaminated so much because you have shrimp in it because it comes from North New York. You have shrimp in it from New York, so they find traces of like shrimp, and then you have so I have a quadruple chamber osmosis filter for my water, and my water guy, when he installed it, he unscrewed the little tap right when he first got to my apartment. And there were all these little pebbles in there that had built up from the metal in it. And New York City has a legal patent on their water system that they're not changing the copper pipes. So all the metal that's been collected and rusted from the pipes is in the water.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So people get heartburn a lot from drinking New York City water and they don't know that it's from the water. And then as soon as I drink non-New York City water, I wouldn't have heartburn. I'd be totally fine.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I would like feel it like in my throat, like all night whenever I'd be at work because I would have to drink like tap from the soda fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
gee, crazy.
Yeah, so we get it from our water supply. You get it from tuna, fish, seafood has a lot of metal in it. Yeah, definitely.
Mm, okay. So you demetalizing.
Demetalizing. Yeah.
Demetalizing. So you feeling better about it?
I do. I feel so much better.
You don't eat other than that?
No, you eat.
Oh, you eat, but you do that too.
Yeah, you have
to. So it's not like those cleanses where you just don't eat anything.
No, I mean, I've done that cleanse before. I used to cleanse all the time, and I haven't cleansed in a while. So this one I did like 90% raw. I allowed myself one cooked thing. So I would do like raw fruits and veggies all day and nuts, seeds, and all that. And then I would do like a lentil soup for dinner or something like that. So something really healthy, really clean, but not totally raw. But I have done it before, 2 weeks of just juice.
Wow.
And that is a little rough at first, but once you get past day 3 or 4, you're fine.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Your body gets used to whatever you get used to.
Very good. Well, hopefully you won't have to go through that during the coronavirus thing where you'd have to be forced not to have food. You know?
I know, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, they're talking about a lot of things you can do with the food, like, you know, obviously you want to get long shelf, you know, whatever they call canned food and
rice shelf life. And,
yeah. I don't know if that's what I meant.
Like
shelf life.
Yeah. Food with a long shelf life.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's what I meant. But I just couldn't put the words together right.
Yeah. I know.
And they're saying you can even freeze milk and things like that, you know.
Ew. It creeps me out.
Why?
I don't know.
Freezing the milk?
Creeps me out. I don't know why.
You don't drink milk though.
No.
Yeah.
I do like almond or oat or sometimes soy. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting life you have.
Really? Most people don't drink milk anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know I don't drink that much, but I use it for the coffee, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to create my foam every cup, you know?
That's right. You can create great foam with soy too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, it depends. Like, some almond milks are good, some almond milks are crap. Some soy milks are good, some soy milks are crap.
Right.
You know, it just it depends.
I know. I personally have no reason to change the milk diet, so I'll keep on going with that. I like cheese a lot, you know.
You know, my mom has a friend that fought me so hard all the time. I never tried to get her to stop eating milk ever, but she would just grill me every time I'd come over about the non-dairy stuff. And then finally she went non-dairy and she called my mom and she goes, "God damn it." She goes, "I feel so good and I didn't even realize that I didn't feel good." And I was like, "Yeah, I know." I'm also allergic to milk, so that helps. Well,
yeah, that's a whole different thing there.
But, you know, like 70% of the world is actually allergic to milk. People are lactose intolerant and don't even know it.
Really? That many people?
Yeah, but people think like it has to manifest in like anaphylactic shock or like the runs. Like it doesn't have to be either. Like some people have like makes their eyes puffy or like it makes your hands more swollen or it prevents your body from like regulating water properly. So you're not like,
I see. Yeah. I thought it's like you get like stomach pains and stuff.
That too. I mean, cramps. Allergies can happen in all sorts of ways, you know? Mm. Yeah. It's not just limited to.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll eat my cheeses, man.
Yeah, go for it.
I love the cheese.
Yeah, cheese is good.
Yeah. So, well, a lot of things about the coronavirus. First of all, you know, there's a lot of countries are under lockdown.
Yeah.
San Francisco is, they don't call it lockdown, but they call it like safe in place or something. What do they call it? Let me see real quick.
Safe in place.
Yeah, no, that's not what it is. So corny. Right? What they call it? I don't know, man. But, shelter in place. Mm. Shelter in place, which means that you can still go out for groceries and medical stuff. But that's about it, you know?
Yeah.
Other countries are also like that. They're saying that, like, the reason it spread a lot in Italy is because they didn't take it seriously in the beginning, you know.
Of course.
And so now they have a lot of people in trouble there. And hopefully what we're doing is better, you know, because...
I mean, it's got to be. They're so relaxed there.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching Eat, Love, Pray, or Eat, Pray, Love, whatever that movie is. I saw it for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I remember watching it being like, wow, Italy's like, they don't... Their sanitation isn't like amazing.
No,
you know,
and the hygiene, I don't think it's that important either.
Yeah, I thought it was a little more up to date.
Yeah,
you know, and then I'm not surprised that this has happened, hit them so hard, you know?
Yeah.
America's pretty up on our, we're pretty up on our hygiene.
Yeah, I think so, you know? I mean, I think we're more aware of it, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know the Prime Minister of England started his speech saying, like, we're going to lose, you guys are all going to lose a bunch of loved ones?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, they're planning on getting 60 or 70% of the people with the disease. I don't know if that's their estimate or that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
So there'll be like something with people become immune. I don't know how they would, but
yeah,
that's what I heard. So.
Well, that's still a terrible idea.
Yeah.
You know, there's know. It's going to pass on to seniors and
yeah,
it's not good.
No, not at all. And I mean, can you imagine if you have to like quarantine yourself and stuff? That sucks, you know. And so apparently this guy that was diagnosed with it refused to quarantine at home. So they sent deputies to surround his house to force him to stay there.
Where's that?
Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? He checked himself into a hospital. Oh, out of the hospital. So, I mean, what if there's a lot of people like this? Where are you going to get all the people to surround his house and stay there or what? How long are they going to surround his house, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
They should never have let him leave the hospital.
Yeah, well, they didn't. I guess he checked himself out. You can't force people to stay in a hospital, you know? They just write down against medical advice or something, you know? Yeah, because I know that because my mom went to the hospital several times and she didn't want to stay there.
Yeah.
She's like, take me home. I need a cigarette.
Definitely take me home. I need a cigarette.
You know how many times that happened? I mean, in the hospital, she's like, take me outside so I can have a cigarette, you know?
And you're like, no, I can't. I can't do it. You know?
Yeah. I know she was connected with tubes and everything, you know. How do you expect me to take you downstairs right now?
Yeah, and you think I can just unplug you and no alarms are going to go off?
And take the fucking bed with us?
Yeah. And all the little bed. Like things on wheels? I know. Like, what do you think this is?
I know. So that's why she would want to check herself out. And we'd get tired of seeing her in the hospital where they're not really doing much for her.
Sure.
So we just took her out and everything. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's against medical advice. And I was thinking about it, you know, too. What if you have to quarantine yourself? I mean, that's kind of like shitty. And, you know, I mean, people don't want to get close to you. You know? Nobody wants to be with you.
No. You know, there's too many. We have too. Even if, like, you're not at risk, there's too many connected people at risk, like grandparents and kids and whatever, you know.
Right. And that's a problem, too. I mean, think about it. You and I live alone, but what if somebody gets sick in the family? You know, what do they do with the rest of the family? You know, they have to quarantine everybody.
Right. I know.
So that's kind of shitty. I mean, if you're a kid, you have a little kid and they get sick, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, the whole family is going to get sick.
I know. And so, it's a kid, so you can't quarantine the kid by themselves. Just put them in a little prison in the house and slip them eggs under the door.
I know.
I don't want to do
but
that.
You know what they're saying? That I'm not going to say that. But let's say that experts on diseases, they're predicting that there's not going to be enough hospital beds. In the UK, they're expecting about 250,000 deaths. In the U.S., they're expecting 1 million during the course of the pandemic. So, fuck.
That's a lot of people.
You think that's going to get to that?
I hope not.
I know, shit. That's just about everybody you know, probably.
Yeah, seriously.
Shit. I'd hate to see us get to that point, you know?
And that's so quick, too, considering they think this is going to get solved in the 2-week ban they have on restaurants.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, with the numbers like that, in the amount of time they're talking about, this has to be more serious than right. than we think.
No, of course, you know, and we don't know how long it's going to take, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking about vaccines now, and they're saying they're close to finding something. But the issue is here, I'm reading that the normal time it takes to take a vaccine to market is like 18 months. And they're saying it can be dangerous when you do it beforehand because it can actually give people the disease. Because, you know, usually vaccines are made of the same virus and germs that, you know, that caused the illness. So so I don't know what's going to happen, you know. I mean, they're saying they did this. They cut the time short on the swine flu. And there was a problem there, I guess, you know. So do you remember the swine flu?
It was
it was pretty bad, man.
They're saying this is the same thing as SARS, just a different strain of it.
You think?
And that's what they're saying it is.
But apparently it's a lot worse than that, right? I mean, SARS is like, when I look, it's like nothing compared to what's happening now.
Really? I thought SARS killed you like within 24 hours or something.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I guess we haven't had this one around long enough to know.
It's scary, though.
I know, man. I know.
I don't want to. My boss wants me to move into the guest house so that I'm not around other people. Because I live in a huge building. Like, I have a roommate. His boyfriend, one of his boyfriend's coworkers was exposed. And so he was in contact with her. He's okay, though. But my roommate came home and told me that, and I was like, stay on your side of the house.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and plus my building's massive. We have 17 floors, and there's like 20 to 30 apartments on every floor.
Jeez.
I know. So
that's
it's
a lot of people.
Yeah, it's on lockdown. Like, we're not allowed to, they close the gym, the common areas. We can't have any. They're closing down mail. We're not getting any mail. We're not getting any shipments, no Amazon. If we have any delivery of anything, we have to go outside off premises and meet them at the street, which is wild. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're talking about Amazon, and they're limiting what they're shipping now, you know?
Yeah.
They're giving priority to more pressing things like medical things and stuff.
Sure.
So you might find that a lot of things you're ordering are not going to arrive, or not anytime soon.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I going to do? I need a book or two.
I know. Just get a Kindle. Download Kindle on your computer.
That's true.
You know, just read.
Yeah.
That way, nobody.
I hate Kindle.
I know. It's not the same.
I need a book.
I know.
Yeah, but whatever.
I was always anti-Kindle. But living in New York, you always have so many bags, and my books would always end up getting crushed.
Right.
Even if I kept them in like a big Ziploc bag,
right,
they would always get crushed. So I started using Kindle when I was living in New York. And I was like, this works for
and
the
if you
train.
Have to carry a few, it becomes pretty heavy. You
heavy,
know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and cumbersome and stuff to carry it.
Yeah, which you have to carry everything in New York. So
yeah, that's true, right?
Constantly, so many bags. I can't stand having to carry more than two bags from like the car to the house.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Did you have a dolly or something, a card?
No.
No?
Not in New York.
No?
No. There's no space for it.
No, a little one, you know, just like a basket that you go grocery shopping with or something, with wheels.
No.
No?
No.
Nothing like that, huh?
No. Well, then you have to carry it up all the stairs that you have to go through.
So how do you go grocery shopping? I mean, what do you do?
You just sweat your ass off and schlep all of your bags with you for 45 minutes on the train.
How can you?
You just do that. Hell? That's what I'm saying.
What if you get things you can't put in a bag, like
gallons of water?
Yeah, or soda or whatever.
You have to go out separately for them.
Wow.
Yeah, or you just get a cab that costs like $40.
Yeah. God, we have it so good here, right?
Yeah, you guys have no idea.
Yeah, I guess we don't.
No idea what it's like.
I'm never moving there. Don't make me crazy.
It's traumatizing. Everyone's like, New York's so great. And I'm like, it's great to visit, but when you have to live there day-to-day life there, it's a whole other story.
It's hard, huh?
Yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, when you go visit, you just have fun.
You know? And you kind of probably hang out near your hotel and you're not carrying a bunch of stuff around. You're on vacation mode.
Exactly.
It's not like I have to get groceries and I need this and I need that. And you have to carry a backpack. And
then it snows and icy and everything on top of that.
And it's raining three times a week.
Right.
And you're walking around in it and your shoes are wet and you're carrying like four giant bags of groceries and the bags are wet now and then the handle's broken.
Wow, what a miserable life.
I know. And your stuff's breaking and I'm like carrying cans of food in like my hoodie pocket. And I'm like sweating, so like the sleeves are pushed all the way up to my upper arm. My hair looked nice when I left, and now it's in like the tightest bun on the top of my head, like a unicorn. Like I'm just like dying, like sweating. My mascara is running. I'm like, somebody help me! And then someone comes up to you. They're like, "Excuse me," and I'm like, "Please leave me alone. I don't have any money."
Yeah. But going back to Amazon, I guess they're going to open like 100,000 positions.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, a lot of
people can find jobs, I guess, actually. I don't know how long they would last, but
I mean, they need the help.
Yeah, they need the help, you know, because everybody's going online now, you know.
Now, what do you do? Like, how transferable is the virus as far as like if an Amazon worker has it and then like, is touching all the stuff and then boxing it up and then you open your box and it was...
I doubt it. They don't live... I don't know how long it lives on surfaces, but it can't be that long, you know?
Yeah.
There's other things that can be worse, you know? I mean, what about the delivery guy if you order food or something, you know?
I know. I'm not doing any like ordering.
That. I know.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No way.
Except for the weed, of course.
I know. I'm considering.
Gas prices could hit 99 cents in some states.
Wow.
Of course, it's not going to be here because we have the most expensive gas everywhere.
Yeah, we do.
But they're saying it could be $1.99 or something because there's overproduction of oil and also less demand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
because no one's going out.
They're stuck with all this gas.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do with it. So... So the prices are going down, which again is a sign of a recession and stuff. So
yeah, I found gas for $3.15 last night.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, nice.
Yeah,
$3.15.
I know. I hardly even pay attention to the prices anymore because they fluctuate so much. And besides, there's nothing I can do. So I just—it's
crazy though. You could be on this side of the street and it's $3.15, and then literally just walk across the crosswalk, and that gas station is like $3.49. I'm like,
right?
Like, what's so good about your gas, buddy?
Right. Well, maybe they get more traffic. I don't know. I mean, obviously they have to have reasons to do that.
I know, but it—I mean, if it's just right there versus right there,
right. Well, maybe one direction of the street is busier than
I guess.
Other.
I mean, I'll definitely drive through the intersection just to get to the 40 cent cheaper gas.
Yeah, I know. Did I tell you I went to the small town and I needed some gas on my trip? And they only had one gas station. It didn't even have a name and no sign with the prices, right?
Really?
So I pull up. I see $6.50 a gallon.
What? That's insane.
It is insane. But you know what? At the hotel, she told me, she says, look, they don't buy in big quantities, you know, so they probably get charged a lot by the oil company, you know.
Yeah, so they don't know any different.
Yeah, yeah. So they have to sell it for that, you know.
Damn.
But I know, I just needed a little bit, so I just put a few gallons. But shit, man, I mean, that's like double the price.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Imagine the people living there, you know.
I know, I'd go out of town just to get gas.
And it's a small friggin' town.
I know. You'd think it would be cheaper.
Nobody makes any money there, you know, so you have to drive down to the next town over.
Yeah, what's the point?
Well, you don't have a choice. You know, if you want to live in a small town like that, that's part of the package, you know?
Everyone probably lives off like $15 worth all the time. It's like two and like a quarter gallon.
Well, that's true. They don't have to go very far, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
And if they do, they buy gas somewhere else, you know?
Exactly. I would just probably like hoard gas and gas cans in my garage if I had a garage. Whoa.
I do. So How many apartments are in your building? Did you count? You
no.
said 40 on each floor?
It's about 20 to 30 on each floor, 17 floors.
Wow.
And then that's just the North Tower. It's the same in the South Tower.
So that's like 350 apartments per building.
Mm-hmm. And most of them occupy more than two bedrooms.
Yeah. And God, man, I don't even want to think if there's an emergency or anything there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of people.
I know. Every time I have to press that elevator button, I'm like, ooh. I'm like, this could be it. This could be the moment. It's scary.
Yeah. This is interesting. In Ireland, they're giving inmates alcohol-free hand sanitizers.
That does nothing.
But yeah, maybe. But they don't want them to make moonshine, you know? They would make their own fucking alcoholic drink.
That doesn't even help them. It has to be 60 proof.
Really?
Yeah, 60 proof or better. For,
yeah.
To sanitize anything.
They don't want them to make any alcoholic drinks out of that. I mean, those inmates can do anything, you know?
I'm like, give them a break. They'll let them make some moonshine. Let them make some toilet wine. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're making it anyway.
Everything, yeah. People think about everything. Talking about hand sanitizers, did you hear about this guy that bought like 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer?
No.
And he was trying to sell them through Amazon. For a lot of money. So Amazon cut him off, and now the authorities are considering prosecuting him for
price gouging.
Right, yeah. Right. But, I mean, 18,000 bottles, man, he had to spend a lot of money for that.
Yeah, seriously.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, even if he sold them for, like, a couple bucks more.
Right.
He wouldn't get in trouble.
Right.
You know?
I know, but he was probably trying to sell them for what, like 50 bucks or something each?
Like, I have those little Dr. Bronner's $10? Bottles that I gave you, and those run like $6.99 in the store. I could easily sell them for 15 a piece.
That's true,
but
right?
But I'm not going to because I want them all.
Yeah, or the sanitizers.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you know?
I know. I like them because I can just spray them on stuff. Just spray my keys, spray the doorknob, and walk away. Mm. Yeah, it's great.
And I'm just thinking the whole thing is probably like a fucking joke, you know? I mean, it's like probably less dangerous than it is. I don't know, man. I mean, I think people are overreacting. I really do.
I think they're. I think there's a lot they're not telling us.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Maybe. Yeah.
It could go either way, honestly. I mean, with those numbers of people they think that are going to die,
right?
That's pretty not a joke.
I know, but maybe they're exaggerating. I don't know.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, I hope. I hope it's an exaggeration.
Yeah, I know. But they're saying, they're telling everybody they don't need to hoard, you know. Garcetti yesterday on the TV said there's plenty of food in the system and everything, you know,
yeah.
Need to hoard. But try to tell people that, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, even if you don't want to hoard, you see. I mean, we go to the store, we find nothing. So you have to subscribe to the same mindset.
Yeah, the hoarding. Because right. You're like, it's like, it makes you panic a little. You're like, hey, it no, does. I need yeah. all this.
I know. So my refrigerator is full of stuff now.
Yeah.
The freezer.
I know. I still didn't stock up the way I probably should have, but I never do. I'm like, two packages is fine.
Yeah, every day go get something. You
yeah,
know?
Totally.
Jeez.
I know.
But I'm just glad. I hope they don't put us under lockdown here, man. This is going to
create... We are on lockdown.
Here?
Yeah.
No, not in L.A.
What do you mean by lockdown?
That nobody can leave the house.
Oh, yeah. No, we can. We can still leave the house.
Yeah.
But
obviously, we're here. But that would, that's what I'm saying. San Francisco, they can't really leave unless they're going to buy some food, you know? So, and there's a few states like that or a few cities, I don't know. But also countries that are doing this. But Can you imagine not being able to leave the house at all?
I know.
That would be crazy. And I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, every day there's something new. You don't know. It could happen at any time.
They would announce
it, you know?
Yeah.
You'd get a message on your phone telling you you can't leave, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Have you been getting those messages from Garcetti and stuff?
No.
Oh, no, you don't have an LA phone number.
No, I don't. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm missing things. You better text them to me when you get them.
I know. It's like you leave the house, you know. I didn't get the memo.
I didn't. I got Jersey number. Yeah, it's scary.
So your number is Jersey and your mom lives in Philly?
My mom lives in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But why? So, but you mentioned something about Philly and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
They're like 5 minutes outside of Philly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, everything's so close there. I don't know what's going
on. Yeah, like I could... It's like literally like I say 5 minutes, but it's like a 10-minute drive from my mom's house to Philly.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I could bike there. I have biked there.
I'm all confused about that Northeast, you know?
Yeah.
There's too many states there.
Right. Like as long as it takes for me to get from here to Bel Air, that's the distance to Philly from my mom's house.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely. And then because we're South Jersey. So South Jersey is really close to Philly and then North Jersey, you know, like growing up, we went to Philly, and when you live in North Jersey, growing up, you go to New York.
I see.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, and still New York's door to door. When I would go home to visit, it was an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Jersey's tiny. Jersey's like the size of Israel.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's
yeah,
true.
It's about the same.
Huh.
So top to bottom, it's like 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know, that's scary to think about Israel being that small.
I know, downtown to Woodland Hills is 1 hour.
I know, just across the valley. Right?
Yeah, LA is massive. So big here.
It really is huge, man.
I've had my car for like 5 months, and I've already put on like almost 8,000 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a lot.
It is, right?
I was like, yeah, I'll stay within like, because my car is a lease, so I'm like, I'll stay within the miles, and then I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to stay within the miles.
No, you never stay within the miles with those leased cars.
Man. I know. It's fine. I'll probably just buy it when the lease is up. So I don't
you
have
think?
To, yeah.
You should. You should buy a different car if you do, because... usually it ends up being costing more, I think, to buy the car that you have rather than, you know, just taking it back and buying something. Because you can negotiate a used car or something, you know, with somebody else, you know. So.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like you already know the car.
Yeah, why would
stuff,
I want someone else's
you know?
Used car? I'd rather just my used car.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I think usually it ends up... financially not being very smart. I used to sell cars, you know, but that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember much, but I remember they used to say, don't buy the leased car, you know.
Mm.
So.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Because you have to pay them, the company that sold it to you. It's not like you can sell it anywhere, you know.
Right.
And get more money.
Hmm.
But well. Yeah, so think about that. But. Yeah, leasing is, I think it's good only if you want to drive a nice car and you want a new car every couple of years, you know?
Yeah.
Other than that, no, you should buy one, you know?
I mean, it's also a cheaper payment, too.
Yeah, but you don't get to keep the car. So that's what I'm saying. You know, if you're going to keep the car for a long time, it's smarter to buy.
It just, it depends on your financial situation at the time.
Yeah.
Because when I first moved here, I was not in a position to pay $100 more a month because I was looking at certified pre-owned. I looked at certified pre-owned Civics and Honda Fits because that's what I had had before. And it would have been an extra $150 a month.
Oh, wow.
Just for that. And it was cheaper with the lease. So I went with the lease because that's what I could afford at the time.
Yeah. And besides, I look at it as like a car is not an investment. I mean, a car is something that loses value.
Yeah.
So why would you want to put cash into something that loses value?
Right. Unless you get something like a Jeep. Jeeps don't really lose their value that much.
Really?
Yeah. Because my sister got a Jeep and I've always loved Jeep Wranglers. And really wrong car to have in LA because it is like a gas guzzler.
Yeah.
But I was looking at Jeeps and they're all like... I mean, I looked at the only one I found that was like $15,000 at cheapest was like 20 years old.
Oh, God.
I was like, are you serious?
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I did very in-depth research on the Jeep Wrangler. Yeah. Oh. So they don't really lose their value. Oh. So
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah, that is. But still, so what I'm trying to say is today it's almost like a rental economy. You know, you pay for what you use, you know. And
yeah. And
that's what really lease is all about. You're like renting the car. You're not putting more money in it than you need to. You know?
Sure, totally.
So, I would never really buy a car with like all the interest and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sometimes they offer zero interest, in which case it makes sense to buy it. But then again, you know, only if you decide to stay with the car for a long time.
Yeah, it's true. Like, what's the point on purchasing when
right
in a couple of years?
Exactly, you're gonna lose a lot of money.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. Plus, so, all the coverage you get when you get a lease too.
Yeah.
You know, the dealership takes care of a lot for you.
Right. And plus, you're keeping it for 2-3 years, you're always under warranty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps too. Because
it does.
Once the car gets old, the repairs start adding up too.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
My first car is a 94 V8 GT Mustang convertible. And I poured all of my cash into that car for 5 years straight. And
a V8?
V8.
That took a lot of gas too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Premium too.
Really?
Yeah. I love that car so much, but it ate all of my funds.
Yeah.
All of them.
What year was it?
94.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's old.
It was my brother's car before it was mine.
Oh, okay.
I went with him. He was 18. My mom and I went with him, and I was like, that's going to be my car. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is. And then I turned 18 in the shop, and I'm stupid, and I'm like, okay, yeah. Had rebuilt engine, and then it was, you know, I'm like, what else could go wrong? Just the engine was rebuilt, you know, and everything went wrong.
Yeah, everything.
Just thousands of dollars, like every couple of months.
Yeah, you know, it can be money pit if you keep the car for a long time, you know.
Sure was.
Today cars last longer though, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Newer cars.
Yeah, totally.
And finally, the stock market. I mean, 3,000 points down yesterday.
Down. Oof.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's like 13%, and they're saying that it's starting to look like 1929 again, which was the
yikes,
the Great Depression, you know.
Yeah, and that's just in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
it just like that.
Just like that.
So fragile.
I know. We've gone down from what, like 29,000 to 20,000, something like that.
Man,
what did it close at yesterday? I don't remember. But, yeah.
Scary.
That's crazy. And we'll see what happens to all the people. I mean, they're suggesting sending checks to people. Did you hear that?
I heard about
that. Like $1,000 each or something. But that's not going to be easy because some people don't really need the $1,000. So how do you...
So they're doing that for everyone?
That's what they plan on doing, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Otherwise... How are they going to start figuring out, you know, who's got more than who, you know?
Yeah.
That's not easy. So we'll see. I don't know how much that's going to help. But
is that just one check or like a reoccurring check?
No, I think it's one check, yeah.
I mean, either way.
Yeah, right?
That's cool.
Take it.
Yeah. I'll take it.
I don't
know
how everybody's going to pay the rent and shit, you know? It's going to be a fucking big deal.
I mean, unemployment, people are going for that. But I don't know how people are going to file unemployment when there's like nobody working at the unemployment office.
Right.
You know?
I know. Well, they could maybe file for it by mail or something. But it's going to be a run on that, you know, on all those savings that they've made. I don't know how people are going to be able to, everybody get unemployment, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be way too many people.
So many people.
I know. We are a big country. I mean, there's no question about it.
Huge.
Yeah. All right, Jen.
Is that it?
Yeah, we get to go home now.
All right, I got to go to work.
Lock ourselves down.
Gonna go to work and play with the 7-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's going to make you crazy.
It'll be cool for a while.
Yeah, until you start talking like a little kid. How old is the kid?
7.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. You can talk to them normal.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk to them like a baby.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, though, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. We have guest schedules for the next 3 days.
Really?
We'll see if they're going to show up. But we're planning on being back. And unless we're locked down, we'll be here, right?
True.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.